Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a little over 30 minutes between now and then, I do want to talk about some of the rumors on the Commander's RFK 2.0 project and the possibility that a retractable roof could be in play. We'll do that at 2:45 today right here on Grant and Danny. But our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage is up. The draft is finally here. It's tonight, and the Wizards have the 6th pick. If Ace Bailey is still available for the Wizards at that spot, would you take him, yes or no? Danny, I just voted. I am unequivocally a yes on this. And I think that may surprise people because this is the type of thing that normally grinds my gears. And where if you don't want to play by my rules, if you want to do things your own way, if you want to be a pre-draft malcontent, essentially, you're probably on a no-draft list for me a lot of the time. I think this is a special circumstance where the league is about scoring. And at his peak, I'm not sure that there's a better true scorer in this draft than Ace Bailey. He will give you an upside offensively that I'm not sure you can get anywhere else at 6. Now, to make the hypothetical work, we said Trey Johnson's not available. That's my favorite player
right out
of Texas. It's the two guard that I want with Bub in the backcourt for years to come. And if they're both there, I would actually take Trey Johnson because I love him. But if Johnson goes 5, and now at 6, we're talking about Ace Bailey or Con Knipple or Maluach or Fears or something like that, some combination therein, I'm taking Ace Bailey. And it is a risk, and it may blow up in their face. I think you've got to swing big in their situation. And so I am pointing out to the seats, like Babe Ruth in 1932.
Yep.
And I am swinging that bat as hard as I can.
Now, this is a hypothetical that's broken, so stay with me. Would you do that at 1, 2, or 3 if he was the quote-unquote most talented guy and you're still swinging big? Or is it kind of those, you know what, we're at 6, it's now worth, the risk reward is worth it to me.
It's that one. You know, especially one, in a world where Cooper Flagg exists, he's not a consideration.
Right.
2, I think Harper has clearly separated himself. At 3 is where the debate begins.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably take him at 3. Again, I happen to be in love with Trey Johnson. A lot of people that know way more tell me I'm going to end up being wrong on Trey Johnson, and that's fine. But like, he's the guy that I've fallen in love with in this class. So, for the sake of the discussion, so it's just Bailey-centric,
right,
I keep saying Trey Johnson's not available. And at 3, if it's Bailey or Edgecombe, I would take Bailey. If it's Bailey or Knipple, okay, like, it starts there for me. The whole thing's about scoring. That's, to me, what we overthink sometimes. And I know he's a little smaller than we think, and there's some measurables that maybe don't translate.
Yeah, it's not like he's 6'2", though. You know what I mean? Like,
can he get a bucket?
Yeah.
That's the question.
And the answer's yes. This is where I realize I'm probably a hypocrite, and I'm probably talking out of both sides of my mouth, because the thing that I've wanted for so long as a Wizards fan is, please stop going all in for the middle. Please stop mortgaging future first round picks so you can win the 38th game. Please stop, you know, sending every year's first round draft pick to Phoenix so you can trade for Marcin Gortat to win that 38th or 39th game while you're, you know, playing Bradley Beal 45 minutes a night. Stop doing that. Try to be great. Do whatever you have to do to be great. And this is an opportunity to do that exact same thing, because your point is 100% correct. That's the second most talented player in this draft, in my opinion. Talking about Ace Bailey. I'm too scared. I'm too nervous. This, to me, is the classic get you fired guy, meaning you take him, and we could fast forward 6 months, and this guy that's advising him, and again, he may have turned his life around, but that profile scared the hell out of me. This guy's not a certified agent, has him, you know, like he's pretending that he knows better than everybody else that's ever come before him to manipulate this pre-draft process, and this is the guy that's in his ear. Things that we now look at as fairly sophomoric might be signs of some, you know, ridiculousness to come. I'm too nervous to do it, so I wouldn't do it. And that's, again, it's probably talking out of both sides of my mouth because the upside's undeniable.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ace Bailey's staring at you. He's fallen to six. Yes or no? Are you pulling the trigger? Elijah's in D.C. Elijah, sorry you got sent to the FCL, but was happy to see you had two hits and a double yesterday. How are you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Elijah?
To think of this like going to a Greek or a Roman museum. You know how you see all of these great heads of kings or whatever, but they are standing or their heads are on pillars, right? And we have to decide, is this kid a pillar or is he a head that's going to go on the pillar that represents this franchise? For me, a franchise that says 2028 is a year that we're looking for people to be like, yay, progress, you know? So you have to say, is this kid going to be comfortable with coming in, scoring, and losing? Okay? Is he going to be comfortable with say, I can score points and potentially my team is still going to not be good? High-end picks, mentally, that is very tough for a guy. I'm not saying that's just part of the ball game. If you're a good player, there's a chance you're going to go somewhere that you aren't going to be they aren't going to be cooking until you put something together. Now, I think they are still in a place that they are building their identity or mentally, like, this is how we get down. This is our decisions or how we think about things. It does it before we bounce a ball on the floor. So when you're still trying to make sure that everyone is on the same page of how we're moving, you have to be extremely careful with yielding your identity to talent. This talent.
So
has
yay
to
or
be,
nay? How are you voting on the so poll
I'm,
of the day?
I'm sorry if I'm going on.
No, you're good.
I'm at a nay. I'm at a nay because the team hasn't shown me yet that they have enough pieces to support this.
So they're not in a place, essentially.
I actually think it's very thoughtful.
I think it's a good answer. I mean, it succinctly, if you're not ready to bring in a possible problem child. But this is what they've got to figure out. I'm not convinced he will be. Maybe he will be. And if that's the case, then you got to get him out of here or it's not going to work. But I think it's very possible he just doesn't want to go to the top three teams. And that's not a crime. I'm not saying I like that you upset the apple cart and you uproot the process and you're bigger than the draft. But we've seen it done when John Elway doesn't want to play for the Colts or Eli Manning doesn't want to be a Charger or whatever. Guiding yourself to a team is going to happen more and more. What I'm actually more alarmed by, and I don't have all the details, so a little bit of you know, probably irresponsible, like, posturing for me. But it seems to me like the agency that he works with, the agent that he hired, like, he's making bad decisions along the way. That I worry more about than the, was this guy, you know, he didn't work out for anybody. Is he not going to follow any rules? I think what's happening before the draft and how he'll act after the draft are two different things. I watched him as an example training with Giannis in a video that just came out. And it was he and his teammate, Dylan Harper. And it was very clear Ace Bailey was like loving the experience, right? Like Giannis is like, no. And he's like telling him, you got a jab step here. And he came off to me like a guy that I was like, that'd be a good guy to have at your practice. Now, it was a 3-minute clip on YouTube or whatever. But I guess my point is, am I worried? Yes. I'm not convinced that this is someone you don't want in your building.
And I just don't. And that's totally fair, by the way.
And how can we possibly know when we don't get to meet him?
Exactly.
We don't get to talk to him. But there are people that get paid millions of dollars with the Wizards that have to figure that out. And you can't be wrong.
Exactly. And I just don't know the answer. And there's a sliding scale where, again, forget. Let's pretend all the other prospects don't exist. I couldn't pull the trigger at 1. Probably not 2 either. 3, I could have that debate. But now you're down at 6, and there's a risk reward there. Where are you going to be the guy that passes on the second most talented player in the class? Or are you going to be the guy that goes, you know what? Someone else is going to have to deal with it. And it may be nothing, but it might be something. You see what I mean? Like, the mystery box is the way I kind of refer to it. As a player that's got some immaturity at times as an 18-year-old freshman at Rutgers, they didn't win a ton. And there's some holes in his game that are all improvable. I mean, you go to an NBA organization, they'll figure out, hey, your handle isn't as good when you're dealing in traffic. I bet you they got a drill for that. They'll be just fine for player development wise. But the ceiling is undeniable. But he scares the hell out of me.
There's also something funny about, as he falls down the board, the value grows because the juice becomes worth the squeeze. I always look at it the other way too, which is kind of ominous. It gets to a point when you go, if this many teams have passed on him, maybe this is worse than we think.
Like, it's kind of like the Shedeur Sanders corollary.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, maybe they figured something out. Maybe there is something cancerous about the makeup that he's going to be bringing to my room, or, you know, whether a lot of times it's medical, if I'm being honest, but like, maybe there is something that they saw in the imaging and the health. And I know that does scare teams off occasionally. If you trust in your staff and you're good enough and you do it the right way, then you shouldn't really care what 29 or 30 or 31 other teams, depending on the sport, think. But that's a real thing where at 13, let's say, a guy that was supposed to go 3 or 4 is still there. And you go, wait, 12 teams have said no to this guy. 8 or 9 probably should have taken him on talent. Do they know something I don't know? And I don't know when that starts.
Right.
But it's almost like a comedy where it's not funny. It's not funny until you punch through the wall and now it's funny again.
Yep.
The great value thing goes away at some point and kind of implodes. I don't think the Wizards are at that spot. I think at 6, you're just in the grab him range. But, and I'm making this up, if he got to 10 or 11 tonight, I think we would know, okay, what we thought was
this
like
was
this
serious,
playful
yeah.
agents just kind of steering him to a team or two. Actually, teams decided, no, thank you. In their interactions with this player, they said, we want nothing to do with him. And I think, when does that begin? If he doesn't get taken in the top 8 or 9, if pick 10 rolls around and Ace Bailey is still there, now we know. This was not really about the Wizards deciding between him or not. He was probably not on their board.
So it reminds me a few years ago, not the same thing, but just trying to draw comps and points of comparison. Cam Reddish was one of the most talented players in the draft. Kid went to Duke, came out after one season. And as he's talent-wise, there's no question he's a top 2 or top 3 pick. He didn't go top 2 or top 3. I think it went 8 or 9 or something like that in a draft the Wizards weren't interested. And that's fine, by the way. It turned out that he hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot. And it's not because of talent issue, right? I mean, again, this profile that I read, really, really good job by this guy who went in depth. This dude who's his agent, not a certified agent. Basically, he feels indebted to him because the guy plucked him out of a terrible situation, put him on his AAU team, and, you know, they kind of had this great relationship for so many years. The guy's a convicted felon who's, by all accounts, turned his life around, this agent person. But it's like he's doing these attempts at master strokes. Like, look at, I'm playing three-dimensional chess. And it's like, are you? Or do you not know what you're doing? And if this is the guy that's in his ear, what is that going to mean going forward? You know what I mean? Like, again, and then there's also the, you know, some of the questions about the game where it's like, you got 2 lottery picks on your roster and you can't get a good look against Minnesota? Like, you're struggling to score against Northwestern. Why are you taking all these long twos fading away at the end of the shot clock? Where's the dominance? Where's your dragging your team to victory in a pretty decent Big Ten? You know what I mean? How do you finish 15-17, 11th in the Big Ten, with the ball in your hands 45% of the time? You know what I mean? Like, there's enough questions where I'm too scared, and that's probably my issue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.